This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 94 of Sunday Supplement. In a week when Britain has been invaded by the summer, we shall fight it on the beaches, etc.
Did you go down to the beach?
No.
Why not?
It's too hot.
It is too hot.
We won't be moaning about it though. It's
Why won't we?
Sunshine's nice, better than the cold.
I have a driver's tan. One arm is distinctly darker than the other because it's been in the sun.
Right, so you're like a trucker.
I like a trucker, yeah, or a builder. Or
anyone with a Yorkie bar.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Cool, blimey, I love Yorkie bars.
We're not in this weather, though. You want a Yorkie ice cream, surely?
No, I want it all melty. Ooh. I want it all melty and sticky. And I like the chocolate, too.
We're doing a dirty podcast this week.
We are being literally dirty.
Yes.
I've got my webcam off for this episode.
Well, you have it off normally, so...
Yeah. I don't ever have it off normally. I occasionally have it off with squirrels.
What? Because that's not normal, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you.
I know it's normal to you, Simon, but it's not normal to the rest.
Well, you know, I've got to have sex within my species.
Oh, are you saying you are a squirrel now? You're admitting this.
I've been worn down.
Now, you think you're a squirrel, but you're not, Simon. You're a spoon. And the squirrels only use you to heat up their heroin. It's not love.
Oh, okay. Basically, we're doing this podcast topless, is what we're getting
at.
Yeah,
this is the first topless Sunday supplement.
It is the first topless Sunday supplement.
And believe me, it's much sexier my end than Simon's end.
But yeah, that is a given.
Because Simon's boobs aren't as pert.
They're impertinent. They're just terribly rude to me, my boobs.
They're hanging, aren't they? They're like golf balls in a sock, your boobs.
Yeah. See, if I said that, it'd have been sexist. But you say it's just weird and surreal and absurd. So, did you get a newspaper? Of course you did. Which one did you get?
You don't know, do you? Because I haven't told you yet.
No.
Oh, I'm quite enjoying the power of knowing something you don't know. I don't know if I want to tell you.
To be honest, you know a lot of things
about,
I don't
how
know.
How about I don't tell you what it is, and you have to guess.
All right, so if I guess what it is by the end of the podcast, do I win?
No.
Because we've done that before when I didn't want to tell you and you guessed. That we did that early on and you won the podcast. So therefore, I should definitely win the podcast if I guess what it is.
Okay.
All right, I got the mirror, I think. Hang on. Yeah, no, I got the Sunday Mirror. I had to check. Well, I was more interested in buying a feast from the ice cream.
See, I've had Moo Milks. I like Moo Milks. They're not very calorific. They're very small, but they do cool you down.
Yeah.
And they taste nummy.
Feasts are nicer, though.
Yeah, but they got that chocolate in the middle, which isn't very nice.
Oh, that's good, that chocolate after the ice cream.
Not convinced.
Well, fine. You need to give me a first clue, then, as to what your paper is.
It's not the mirror.
It's not the mirror. Well, that narrows it down. There's about 50 left, so...
Oh, 50? There's only what? How many are there?
I don't know. There's the Times, the Observer, the News of the World, the Mirror, the People, the Independent, and Star, and the Sport. There's 8.
Yeah, so you've got very good odds.
1 in 7 chance.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to lose. You know that, don't you?
Well, I know you're a loser, Simon, but I think fate might cast her die interestingly today. Because it's sunny and God knows what she's got in store.
Let's wallow heat strokily into Cut Out and Keep.
Cut Out and Keep. Yes, I've got a couple of things really. I've got the truth about the porkies.
The truth about the porkies?
Men apparently tell, on average, 3 lies a day, whereas women only tell 2.
Rubbish. How can you even calculate that?
Well, let's look at this podcast, the amount of cheating you do compared to...
Cheating isn't lying. They're very different things.
Scientists claim that children who tell lies from an early age are likely to go on to become high-flying leaders, executives, or bankers.
Yeah, I saw this. They've got a better chance of doing well in life if you lie as a child, don't you?
Did you lie as a child?
No, I was a little psychopath. Proper little psychopath. We had this really vicious cat called Pip, who I was the only thing that it would let near it. And I'd pick it up, and because I was little than I am now, I'd pick it up and it'd be bigger than me, but I'd have it out in front of me and I'd be waddling around with it. And this cat would be going in front of me and I'd be like, I want to play with my Lego. I was a psychopath.
Sounds like it. My article ends up concluding that lying as a child leads to greater success in life can't be true, because when did you last hear of a politician or a banker telling porkies?
They don't tell porkies anymore. They misspeak.
Here's some little facts for you. Celery has been dubbed the vegetable Viagra after scientists discovered it boosts hormones that make men attractive to women.
Right.
I think they're getting confused between men and rabbits. Because there are certain rabbits that women find attractive, but...
The rampant variety, you mean? That's a dildo joke.
Talk about Peter Rabbit. He had a really nice jacket. What? Just because when I was a kid, I fancied Peter Rabbit. Now I'm a freak, am I?
You said it, not me.
He went around the cabbage patch. He's a bad boy.
So this is your cut and keep? It's just two facts from
rubbish... No. Okay, we'll do the proper one, right? I've got a pull-out section called Ben 10 Alien Force. And it's Vigilax Attacks. And there's characters, quiz, fun facts, top tips, and competition. So, Simon, I'm going to make you do the quiz, right?
Okay.
Which Ben 10 alien are you? Answer the questions below and add up your score, see which alien you are most like. So, you are surrounded by an army of hybrid aliens. How would you escape? Would you A, turn invisible and sneak out? B, fly away as fast as you can? Or C, escape underground?
Fly away as fast as I could.
Okay. Your friends would describe you as A, easily excited, B, mysterious and silent, or C, strong and smelly.
None of those.
Well, I'm your friend and I say C. What do you think is your coolest quality? A, strength and size, B, agility and speed, or C, invincibility?
C, by a mile.
So you've had B and then you had C in another C.
Mostly C's, I would have
Mostly
thought.
Mostly C's, okay. Mostly C's gives you big chill.
I'm the big chill. That's just what we need today. See, I'm useful for once.
You are like big chill, an intangible ghost-like creature that can pass through all solid matter, turn invisible, and drop the temperature of anything he chooses.
I'm not like Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin, then.
Not exactly. I was hoping that you'd end up as Goop or Swamp Fire. Oh, you couldn't be because of your height, but imagine you could have been Humongousaur.
Humongousaur.
Yeah.
I quite like to be Humongousaur, but I'm not.
You have got a sore humongous, though.
It's just syphilis. Shush.
On your arse.
Stop talking about my arse all the time.
Syphilis on your arse with all the cattle up there.
Right. I got loads of stuff. Just too much to talk about. There's so much in mine. Right. There's loads and loads and loads.
Yeah. So what are you going to pick?
You know Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he won the BAFTA a couple of years ago, he went on stage and read a poem that he'd written. And when the BBC showed the BAFTA awards, they cut his poem out. And he phoned up the BBC and was like, why did you cut my poem? Sorry, I got to do it with my nostrils blocked up. So, why did you cut my poems, mate? Like that, right? And he got in a hissy and he flew home and wanted to watch the BAFTA coverage on the Australian channel. And he got all his friends round so they could see his poem. And the Australian broadcasters cut his poem as well. Brilliant. That's not in my supplements. That's just
it wasn't
a funny
even a good story.
Story.
That's just about Russell Crowe's massive, massive ego.
Humongousaur.
His humongousaur ego being slightly sorer than normal.
Yeah. Well, basically what it is, I've got a 72-page special about Sex and the City. So I've got nothing in it except Sex
Another
and the City.
Another one! Because we both had papers last week which had Sex and the City in it.
I know, it's rubbish. So I'm going to have to talk about my top trumps that I got. World Cup top trumps.
Oh, for God's sake. That's not even skeptic trumps or even bottom trumps.
We got another one of those this week. You'll be pleased to know. Featuring me as a spoon. An actual spoon.
Well, you are an actual spoon.
And my special power is moaning with a nasal twang.
But I think that's very apt.
And my weapon of choice is Neville Chamberlain.
I don't remember that episode.
No, it's a joke about appeasement and giving in to your enemies, isn't it?
Oh, I see. Or your ability to wave some paper.
Yeah, no, I'm very good at getting off a plane and waving paper. I've also got a World Cup wall chart.
Yeah, I don't care. I win.
No. Listen to all the clever things on it. There's like Brazilian Real Madrid star Kaká is the golden boy. Top Drog, Didier Drogba leads the Ivory Coast.
I heard if you bet £10 on all the results of the football, so you guess the scores and who wins what thing, and you get it perfectly, you win $100 million.
Right.
It's better odds than the lottery, and better money too.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be interested in my free World Cup wall chart, would I?
You'd be very
rich. I could buy all the footballers and stick them
to my
wall.
You'd only be rich after them. Although if you did get a footballer and stick him to your wall, it wouldn't be brilliant, because they shave all their body hair, footballers. They're really weird. What you want is a rugby player to your wall. You could get him up there with honey, right? Just stick him to the ceiling, I'm picturing Bill Bailey, if I'm honest, right? So you get
Bill Bailey's not a rugby player.
If you dip Bill Bailey in honey, right, you know, because he's quite a hairy man, he'd get quite good perches on the ceiling, so he'd be stuck there. And then sometime in the night, the honey would give way and it would no longer be sticky enough. You'd just hear him go, woo.
Right, so both of us had nothing in our papers this week, did we?
Yeah, but you did an accent, so I win.
No! No! That's not fair!
Petard, yoink.
Before we play Article of Article, I'm going to suggest now that you got a tabloid, because all the stuff you were talking about in Cut Out and Keep would suggest you got a tabloid. So that leaves me with...
making judgments,
that
Simon.
Leaves me with the Sport, the Independent on Sunday, the Express, the Mail. Oh no, see, I've just realised that I didn't name three papers in my original list, so I've got like a 1 in 10 chance. I didn't say the Express or the Mail for a start.
So
my odds have just lengthened. It's not the only thing this lengthened during this podcast.
Well, it is a topless show. Right, slap your belly in the microphone and we'll begin.
No!
Go on, slap it.
No, people on the tube listening to us do not want to hear me slapping my belly in their ears.
That's all they can think about as they look over and see all the bored, dead eyes around them.
They're probably wondering why they're in a tube full of sharks.
That's true, or David Mitchell's. Or Richard Hammond's. Anyway, they're in there and they just, oh, if only I could hear Simon's flesh being slapped, his hot, sweaty boy flesh.
Come on, get on with it before we make them vomit into the tube.
Go on, do it.
No!
Do it and I'll begin.
No!
Go on, Simon. Just a little...
No!
Just a little tap.
I'm not going to slap flesh.
Go on. We prime this as sexy. Go on, do it.
That's exactly why I'm not going to do it.
Slap it just a little bit. Go on. Seriously, do it.
No.
Why?
Please continue with Article
why?
Of Article.
Why?
Where
what's
you will
wrong
read
you?
Three articles out
what's
that are
wrong?
Real. One isn't real, and I've got to guess the one that isn't real. So do proceed.
Such a party people. Right. Three of these are from my paper, but which paper we do not know, and one of them I have made up, and it's off to Simon to guess. So, number one. I spent 9 hours trapped in my desk.
In your desk?
Yes.
You get stuck in a desk. I don't understand how you can get trapped in a desk.
Number two. I risked my life to wear a wedding dress.
I don't know what that would be about. What would that be about?
Number three. Allergic to my boots.
Boots or boobs?
Boots. Not the chemist either.
Boobs would be better. It'd be quite cool if you're allergic to boobs.
No, it wouldn't.
No, it really would. If you were allergic to boobs, but you somehow accidentally became the photographer for page 3.
This is basically just your fantasies, isn't it?
How is that a fantasy?
Well, because you're quite Catholic guilt-ridden, so you've got that sort of like, oh, if only I was a photographer for page 3, oh, but then I'd have to be allergic to boobs, and that way God would forgive me. Right, and number 4, is this an article or is it a farcical? Supermarkets' food imports are bananas.
Oh, clever.
So, Simon, is it number 1, number 2, number 3, or number 4? You decide.
They're all rubbish. They're all properly rubbish. Now, they also suggest that they're not from a tabloid either, because there's no puns. Trapped in a desk for 9 hours, risked my life for a wedding dress, allergic to my boots, or the banana import thing. I'm going to say allergic to my boots.
You think that that's the article?
I think that is the farcical. Stop trying to cheat.
I'm not trying to cheat. I don't need to cheat.
Change the rules.
I don't need to cheat anyway, Simon, because you...
Are wrong.
Yeah, it's a real one. They've even got photos of her decrepit feet.
Why does she keep wearing them? Why just buy a new pair of boots?
They're really nice boots.
I'm sure they were lovely boots, but if your feet are rotting from them, they're not the best boots.
I think she did take them off in the end.
Good for her when she went to bed.
Possibly.
So what's fake?
Well, supermarket food imports of bananas is real.
Yeah.
Which leaves between I risked my life to wear a wedding dress and I spent 9 hours trapped in my desk.
It's 9 hours trapped in my desk, isn't it?
Of course it is. How do you get trapped in a desk? You're an idiot. You're an idiot, Simon. You're an idiot and a loser. And Izzy wins.
It's time to play the randomizer, Skyzer there. I think I just sat on a B.
Randomizer.
Yeah. Randomizer. Skyzer.
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 In your Izer.
With a Pizer from Pfizer.
Like Debonizer. Ebenizer, Scrooge. McDuck. Scrooge McDuck. DuckTales. Woo!
You literally just say Steps. The first thing
no,
that comes
S-Club.
Into your head, don't you?
S Club. That's it. S Club 7. Reach for the stars. Climb every mountain higher. DuckTales. Woo!
Right, you can choose from Celebs on Sunday, Sex in the City 2 special issue, or Celebs on Sunday, Sex in the City 2 special issue.
But you said that one twice. Why have you said it twice?
Because I was giving you a false choice.
I'll pick the Sex in the City issue, please.
Okay, that's between... It must be 72 pages, so it's between 1 and 72.
I'll pick page number 17, please.
17... Kristin Davis. I've never been that into marriage.
Who's Kristin Davis?
She is one of the girls in Sex and the City.
Oh, which one?
She's the one with brown hair.
Oh, yeah. The one who is really annoying, as opposed to the ones who are just slightly annoying, and the one who's just a slut.
Yeah. It's not Kim Cattrall.
It's not Kim Cattrall, and it's not...
Sarah Jessica Horse.
It's not the horse. It's not the Clippy Clop. And it's not the one who looks a bit like... That tall bloke from On the Buses. You know?
Blakey!
Yeah, she does look like Blakey from On the Buses. She's got that sort of like really tall beanpoley kind of ooh, ooh, ooh about her. And it's not that one, it's the little boring one who's just really neat and likes pretty things.
That's it, it's just a picture of her with different men who are all taller than her. One of whom hasn't got his shirt on, so he's vying to be in our podcast.
Yeah, what's his name?
That is Jeff Goldblum.
What, as in The Fly?
Yeah.
I preferred Vincent Price in The Fly. I thought that was a better film, the original.
So there you go. Beat my Sex in the City randomised, disguised thing.
Okay, well, I'll take it from the main magazine. And you basically got from page 1 to 27.
What's the name of the magazine?
I'm not going to tell you.
Ah, oh, I thought I'd catch you out then. Page 13.
Page 13.
It's quite a thin supplement.
Ooh!
Is that a clue?
It's an advert.
Okay.
It's from Darmart, and it's a special introductory offer. Pure cotton spot collar top from only £7, plus free delivery. It gives you an extra £2, plus order today, send no money. There's a picture of a lady with very white teeth in a hideous top. It's also available in coral and pistachio, and it's machine washable.
Is there anything that would fit a spoon?
No, nothing fits a spoon.
Wow. Tea does.
Tea does not fit. That's liquid.
And tables.
Tables don't fit a spoon.
And desserts.
Spoon has to lie on top of them.
And coffee. You can get all of those things into a spoon. It's my clever spoon joke. Do you understand?
I'm just going to let you just...
just wallow in finish. The heat of my own self-pity.
You could get a shirt made from self-pity, Simon. That would fit you perfectly.
It would be warm and snug.
Which is exactly what you want to be on a day like this.
Yes. And no matter how much you beg me, I'm not slapping my belly.
Why not?
Because I'm not a... Geordie footballer.
You don't need to be Geordie footballer. Seriously, Simon, you would get so many requests to go on dates if people just heard the glorious noise of your sticky flesh compacting against your sticky flesh.
That is one more reason not to do it.
Waiting for the ripple to come back round and echo again. You've got a Doppler shift on your belly, Simon. It goes...
Time to flop out our overheated, sweaty humdongers this week. And I have got, are these the most toxic men in New York? And they list these men from New York who could be terrible bad eggs.
Eggs? They smell of sulfur.
There's Trey McDougal. He's
if
bad.
You crack them open, is there like a deformed little chicken fetus inside?
Yeah, that you can boil. Richard Wright, he's a bad. He's got a toxic rating of 5. And then there's Steve Brady, he's got 3. Now, the only trouble with this is they're all fictional characters in Sex and the City. So the answer to the question, are these the most toxic men in New York, is no. That is the most pointless thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's not.
Yeah, it is. It's more not, pointless than me.
It's better than actually it being real men.
Why? Because at least you have a warning not to go near those men.
No, I mean, that's not the way it works, you know. It's not like you want to turn up to, like, a Harry Potter convention and be confronted by people who think they're actual wizards.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
If you met actual wizards at a Harry Potter convention, that would be brilliant.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be rubbish. It'd ruin it all.
Why?
Because it's all a game.
No,
like,
no, no. It would ruin it because you don't want to be a muggle. You're racist.
I'm not a muggle.
You're racist. That's what it is. You want to be the wizard. You don't want to be a muggle.
I'll be a witch,
You're a racist.
Excuse me.
You're a racist.
I've only got one wand. That makes me a witch, actually.
No. Wizards would only have one wand, wouldn't they?
There's a Facebook group at the moment.
You would have an inverted wand.
What's an inverted wand? Are you talking about the juices again? Honestly, yes. No, there's a Facebook group at the moment which just gets extracts of Harry Potter and removes the word wand and replaces it with penis. It's
childish, but very funny. Yes, I can imagine.
Harry got out his penis and stared hard at Voldemort.
You sure you're not confusing Facebook with that Slash Fix site again?
No. The Slash Fiction is completely separate.
Okay. So, can you beat my wand with your own wand?
My sheer obsession has made me money.
Is this from Sex and the City again?
No, it's not. Bernie Hurst, 45, was a shoe addict, and now she's well healed.
A shoe addict.
Yeah, so much so, she went on holiday to Egypt in 2007 and crammed 14 pairs of heels into her suitcase, one to go with every outfit.
Why?
At the airport check-in, she got a wake-up call. It cost her £269 for excess baggage, which was more than most of her spending money.
Did she pay it? Why didn't she just not take them?
She couldn't just leave her shoes.
Gosh, she's a real addict. Did she get withdrawal when she stopped wearing shoes and start getting shivers?
In order to cure it, she had to have her feet cut off. No.
I think you made that bit up.
I think so, yeah.
That is a pretty bad article. I think mine's worse.
It all went well. She basically got a shoe which she could adapt to match any outfit. She calls it New Shoes, spelled N-O-O-S-H-O-O-Z.
So essentially this is just an advert for New Shoes.
New Shoes.
That's the noise that comes out of my behind, I imagine.
New Shoes.
Mine's worse.
No, I think mine's worse. She'll never need to carry 14 pairs of shoes with her ever again.
Your last chance to give me a clue as to the identity of your newspaper.
Well, I'm not giving you clues.
I gave you clues.
That's why I got it right.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it's a toss-up between the Sunday Mirror, which is my paper, and the People, which is Izzy's paper.
Why do you even try to guess, Simon?
I was trying to catch you out. I was going to see if you responded, you see. So it's not the People, I know that much. Before we go on, and before you tell me all the reasons I'm rubbish and fat and sound like a whale having a Swedish massage on a...
You don't sound like, oh, imagine that, though. Imagine giving a whale a Swedish massage. Imagine, it'd take you ages to do that drumming thing down the spine, wouldn't it? Take you about a week.
Also, what noise would the whale make at that point?
It'd probably say, can you move the towel up a bit? Because I think you can see my bottom.
How much for extras?
Whales don't have buttocks. I mean, they've got a pretty good life, but they don't have buttocks. So
surely that's a good thing.
Buttocks are good. I like buttocks.
They're nice with chips.
What? 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 You put chips on women's buttocks?
No, I eat buttocks. That was the joke. Anyway, I just want a quick plug for Ashley Fries, who is one of our loyal readers. He's a comedian. He's very funny, very worth seeing. And he's got a new show called 7 Deadly Sings. And he does some songs in it. And one of them is called Why Katie Melua is Like Homeopathy. And another one is called What's the Most romantic way to mention Uri Geller in a love song.
I haven't heard the song, but I imagine its best place to have sex would be on Uri Geller's grave.
Yeah, or you just want to make sure you don't have a metal vibrator.
I don't know if you can get metal vibrators, can you?
I don't know.
It'd be a bit cold.
I've never shopped for a vibrator, if I'm honest, no. So you can find out more about Seven Deadly Sings on the website, the7deadly.co.uk, and I'm sure it'll be absolutely worth seeing, so do go and have a look.
I've got a show too. Science Friction at the Camden Fringe.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that when it gets closer, won't we?
But it's the 19th to the 23rd.
Can you buy tickets already?
Don't think you can buy tickets yet. Right.
Okay.
But you will be able to soon. And it's kind of, if you go to the Camden Fringe's website, you'll find a bit more about it. But it's me, and I'm lovely. And it's at 9 o'clock in Camden.
And the bonus is I'm not in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was Izzy's paper, inevitably, which was...
Now, this is the moment you've got to decide, Simon. This is it. You've got one guess, okay? One guess. And this is it. Discount all the facts. So you can still include the people if you want to. You can still include the mirror if you want to.
Well, it definitely wasn't the mirror. I think because of a conversation we had before we recorded this section, you must have read the Sarah Ferguson story, which is in the News of the World. So I'm going to say the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was Izzy's paper, the News of the World.
And Simon, you are wrong.
Oh, piss it with chips on.
Well, chips on, bottoms and piss as well.
Yeah. This is why I have no money, because I have to pay for this sort of thing.
You cover people's bottoms with chips and then you wee on them, and this is how you get your sexual gratification. Well, Simon, you should have stuck to your guns, because I did indeed get the people.
Bollocks! Yes. Bollocks with chips on.
Oh, no. I didn't realise you swung both ways.
So, join us next week. We want some ideas, by the way, for our 100th episode. Because we have no idea what we're going to do for our 100th episode. It'll probably just be us jabbering on about nothing.
Successful podcasts do like a live episode in front of people who listen in and that sort of stuff. But some of you live in like Sweden and some of you live in like America. And hardly any of you live close to either mine or Simon's house. So if we have one, it'll just be like me and Simon in a room. And the more we can do to avoid that situation, the better.
If you want to write to us with those ideas, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Join our Facebook group to examine our bottom trumps. That doesn't sound right. Follow us on Twitter.
Which is @SighDone, SighDone, or @IzzyLawrence, SizzyLawrence. Please do leave us some feedback on iTunes. It's much appreciated, and thanks for all of you who've been doing that.
I'm going now before I get asked to do something I don't want to do.
Go on, slap your belly, just do it. Go on, you hit your face last time. What's the difference between your face and your belly? Are you suggesting that, you know...
One isn't nauseating.
Well, that's your belly, so you may as well go for it.
I'm not hitting my belly.
Why not just slap it? Just prove that we're topless. Go on.
I'm not hitting my belly.
Prove that you're topless.
I'm pregnant.
You're not. I don't care. I don't care if it causes you and the fetus, which I think the fetus we can call your lunch, which is just...
I'm not going to eat my own baby.
No, I'm suggesting that you're not actually pregnant and you just had a big lunch, which is why you think you're pregnant.
Right, okay, I get it. Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh, no, we've run out of time. Bye.
No! Coward. He is topless, though. It's a bit like watching a diapers advert.